Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, there's a lot of talk these days about reality in terms of reality television. Well, I'm not much into that kind of voyeurism of a parade of dysfunction and sin and all that kind of thing. And additionally, I'm not sure how real some of that is. A lot of it is staged. Have you ever had somebody say to you, you better face reality? Is anything good ever said after that? I want to talk to you today about what reality is truly, what will last forever. Let's look at the Word of God. Let's begin with John 4:35. Now this is Jesus speaking. He said, "Do you think the work of harvesting will not begin until the summer ends 4 months from now? Look around you. Vast fields are ripening all around us and are ready now for the harvest. The harvesters are paid good wages, and the fruit they harvest is people brought to eternal life." Fruit brought to eternal life. Now that's reality. We work for wages. The Bible says you work for wages to put them in a bag of holes. In other words, it passes away. The best you can do. When you die, you don't take anything with you. But here, Jesus is referencing fruit. When you bring people into the kingdom of God, that's fruit brought to eternal life. These people make it into eternal life along with you and are on your account. Put on your account as having brought them in eternal life. That's reality. That's the reality with which we should be concerned. Now, do we have to live our daily lives? Of course. Do we have to take care of our personal business? Of course. But all of these things should be done with the reality of eternal life in our minds. All of these things should be done with the realm of the Spirit in our heart and our mind. All of these things should be done in terms of what is God's purpose in our life, because those purposes are both for now and eternity. But have you ever noticed that this daily grind gets our mind on things that you may be very concerned with today, and a few days or a few weeks, it's nothing to you anymore? Yes, there are major crises in our life that do impact us for our whole life. But think about how many things in your life you've put a lot of attention to that now don't matter. The old folk used to say, more than a hill of beans today. And yet, look at all the energy that was spent there. Let's look at John 10:27. Again, Jesus speaking says, "My sheep recognize my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them away from me." Oh, eternal life given to us by our great shepherd as we follow after him. And yet, so many things draw us aside and keep us from following after him. Things that don't matter. They're not going to even matter to you a few days or weeks or even years from now. And yet they impact your eternal purpose. John 12:25. "He who loves his life will lose it." This is again Jesus speaking. "And he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life." Now again, this the term of hate and to not love here is referencing in comparison to God's purposes for you. You don't consider your desires or the things that this world has to offer. If they conflict with what God wants for you, they're nothing to you. As the Apostle Paul said, everything that he had attained to that point was refuse compared to what he had received through Jesus Christ. And then he goes on to say, "If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor." Eternal life. What are you thinking about today? Deuteronomy 33:27 says, "The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." The eternal God. We serve an eternal God. We are going to have an eternal life. And through Jesus Christ, that eternal life can be with him. where he is. We must not let anything in this life deter us from our eternal life. As a matter of fact, the things we do in this temporary flesh existence are determining an eternal reward. That's serious business. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, therefore we do not lose heart. Just want to stop on that a moment. I feel like someone that's listening to this today feels like you're losing heart. Some folk used to call it gumption. You don't have it. You feel like you're falling apart. Don't lose heart. I've got good news to bring to you today. It isn't all about this life. Yes, we are working in this life to do the purposes that God has put within us, but you don't have to see all your reward here. You don't have to have everybody to understand what you're doing here. You don't have to have accolades and kudos here. An old song we used to sing that I've referenced before says, he knows the bitter, weary way, the endless striving day by day, the souls that weep, the souls that pray. He knows. Who knows? Jesus Christ. He knows. He knows. Another one of the verses goes, he knows, O heart so full of bliss, for though our joys on earth we miss, we still can bear it, feeling this. He knows, he knows. And that's what I want you to know today. God knows, and he is preparing an eternal reward for you. And here it says, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. In other words, the things that are in the spirit, the things that are eternal. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. James 4:13, he's talking about, don't boast about tomorrow. You know, a lot of people are so carried away with what they're going to do and their plans, and they forget God. And you don't know, tomorrow you may be in eternity. Tomorrow I may be in eternity. But it says, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, make a profit. In other words, making your plans. And then he says, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Now that's not a fatalistic message. It's a message to realign your priorities with eternity. You want to know what reality is? Eternity. And God's judgment and eternal reward and living in eternity with our Savior and our Lord. Is something drawing you away today? Perplexities, crisis, trouble. Don't let it do it. Ask the Lord to help you to focus back in on Jesus Christ. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, who for the joy that was set before him. Now he was looking at true reality. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross and thought nothing of the shame. Don't you want to be able to have that kind of vision today? Reality TV, not the kind we think of, but reality, truth, vision. Oh, it's what we need. It'll help you today. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that you, as our eternal God, are also our eternal Savior. Thank you, Father, that we will live in eternity with you. Now, Lord, help us to realign our priorities as we refocus in on Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. And help us to work to receive eternal reward. And Lord, let us not be tripped up and pulled aside by the temporary things that are going on. Lord, we know that we have to carry out our business in life, but help us do so with you always in our heart and our mind, in our eternal life with you always in our heart and our mind and as a priority and the guiding light of our existence. Thank you that you have rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake so that only your word can be manifest in and through us. It is in Jesus' name, in his authority, and under his blood that we pray, and everybody said, amen. Well, Why don't you step aside a little bit from some of this, what you think is reality, and focus back in on what is eternal, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. That's reality, truth, vision. And I'm praying for you.
He knows the vision.